We begin the current daf, Maseches Nedarim, daf Chav Gimel. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, discussing this halacha of Hataras Nedarim, of finding a Pesach for a Neder. And as we found in the previous instance, as the Gemara will follow up with another incident, where even in regards to the distress of the rabbi who is trying to find the Pesach for a Neder, and that he can't find a Pesach, which that's a circumstance that was manifest because of your neder, and had that happened, you would never have made the neder. Even that is valid for a Pesach for the neder, because again, that's something, had you known that when you took the neder, you would never have done that. So that makes it batal, that makes it, there was a neder betos, because you just didn't foresee this circumstance that definitely could have happened, and therefore that's a valid Pesach. As the Gemara illustrates, similarly, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yisi, havlei neder l'mishra, he had a neder that he wanted to permit. So he came in front of the rabbis. So Amrulay, they started asking him. This is what they do. They try to find something that was a circumstance that was manifest now because of the neder. That if you didn't know about it, but you had you known, you wouldn't have made it. So then it's okay. You don't have to keep the neder. So Amrulay, they said to him, Nedarta daita d'achi. Did you have that in mind? Did you foresee that this is going to be a consequence? Amrulay, and he said, yes. I thought about it, and I still decide I want the neder. Nedarta daita d'achi. Did you have that in mind? He said, yes. And this happened common soon. This happened many times where he had all of it planned out. He foresaw all the circumstances and he still made the neder, but now he just doesn't want the neder. So Kivan the Chazahu Katsara, the Mitzdar Rabban, when this laundress saw that the rabbis were getting frustrated because they were trying and it was in pain that they couldn't find a good Pesach for Bishma Rabbi, so Machia Be'uchlo de Katsara. So this laundress hit Rabbi Shmuel bar Yisi with one of his laundering tools, which is some type of a copper utensil, which is made like a sieve with holes in it, and the launderers would use it, and they would put it on the garments, and they would sprinkle water on it, somewhat of like a sprinkler. And so he took it, and he hit him with that. So Amanah, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yisi said, Adaitid demochi likatro loy nadri. I didn't make a neder that's going to cause me to be hit by the launderers. And therefore, v'shari l'navshari, therefore he permitted himself because of that, a consequence that happened because of his neder. He says, I wouldn't have taken the neder that's going to cause me to be hit by somebody else. And therefore, had I known that, I wouldn't have made that. That's a good Pesach. Now, that the Gemara asked, Amli Rav Acha Medifti L'Ravina, he asked, but Hai Neilet Hu? That's not something that was circumstantial at the time of the neder. It's something that only was introduced at a later point in time. The laundry wasn't there. He didn't know this guy at all. He just happened to be there at the time that he came to the rabbis. That he didn't entertain to think that a laundry is going to hit him. And even had he thought about it, that wouldn't have even entered his mind. Because that's not something that's normal to happen. And now, Tanina, we learn the Mishnah later on, of Samach Dalam and Avta, tells us, in place of Leib Benoilad, we can't open up, meaning create a heter for a nether, for something that only is introduced to the world at a later point in time. And the reason is, as the Rosh explains, since it's not common for this to happen, so he wouldn't, even if he had thought about that, he wouldn't entertain that someone's going to hit him. So that doesn't fit into the category of regret to uproot the nether from its inception, because that's not something that was even circumstantial at that time. It only was introduced later. So yes, now that he's being hit, he says, I wouldn't have done that, but that's not something that was there at that time. So that can be accurate, Lamafreya. So Amalei, so Ravina responded, he says, no, high love nether, actually this is not something that was just introduced later, because the shchichi apikayu the mitzvah rabban. It's very common that those who degrade the Talmudic scholars to pain them, and that's even related to the word Epicurean. These are people that are not into the understanding of the greatness of Talmudic scholars, and therefore that's actually very normal. Had he thought about it, then he would have realized, you know what could happen? Some person could be very upset with me when I'm trying to be matir the neder, because the rabbis will get frustrated, and he doesn't have any respect, and he's going to hit me. And therefore, had he thought about it, he wouldn't have made the neder. And that's why it is a valid Pesach, because it's not neilad. It's actually something that is always there in reality. Similarly, another story the Gemara brings is the Beis Suda Abaya. Abaya's wife, Havallah, he brought her. She had her daughter, and then she married Abaya. Hu Amal Likrivoi. So he said he wants to marry off that daughter to his relatives. He Amal Likrivoi. So his wife said, no, she wants to marry her off to her relatives. So Amalas, Abaya said to his wife, he said, I just want you to know, you're going to be forbidden to have pleasure for me if you violate my intention and you marry her to your relatives, then you're forbidden to have pleasure with me. In spite of that, Azlis of Avris Aldaita, his wife, went and went against his opinion, the Insav Alikriva, and married her off to her relative. So Azlis came to Rabbi Yosef. So now Abaye came in front of Rabbi Yosef because now his wife is forbidden based on that, and he wanted to permit that. So Amalis Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Ilo hava yadat, had you known when you took the nether, the Avir al Daitach uminsav al Akriva, that she's going to go against your word and she's going to marry her off to her relative. Miadart, would you have made a nether? Do you really want your wife to be forbidden? So Amalai says, no, had I known she's really going to do that, I was just trying to keep her from doing that. But had I known that she's really going to do it anyway, I would never have made her forbidden for Hanah. And therefore, Vashar Rabbi Yosef permitted Abaye to give Hanah to his wife. And that the Gemara wonders, Umi Shari Kai Gavna is actually such a Pesach permitted to use to undo the nether, which was exactly the whole purpose and the intention of the nether itself. What was the whole nether? The whole nether was that he doesn't want her to go against his word. And if she does, she's going to be forbidden Hanah. And now he's asking him, had you known she's going to go against your word, you have done it. Of course, that was what the whole purpose of the nether was. How can we say that now that she does it, that she's not forbidden? So nothing more actually answers in. Yes, that is a valid Pesach Batanya, as we learned in the Braisa. There was a certain person that made his wife forbidden on the power of a neder from going up on the Yom Tovim. And still she went against his word. And she went up. Now the husband came from the Rav Yisi. So Amalai said to him, look, had you known that she's really not going to listen to you, even though you made a neder, and she's going to go up by the Yom Tovim, would you have made the nether? Some of the law, he says, no, I don't want my wife to be forbidden. I just didn't want her to go, so I used the nether. And Vitir, Rabbi Yisi permitted him. So obviously we see that even in such a formulation, which that was the whole intention of the nether, and even when that's done, you can use that as a Pesach, saying that you really didn't think it through. Although obviously that was the intention, but you didn't think she's going to do it. And since you didn't really think she's going to do it, had you really thought and known that she's going to do it, you would never have made it. And that's an unforeseen consequence, and hence that's a valid Pesach to undo the neder from its inception. Now, actually, the Ran wonders that what was the Gemara's question in the first place? Umi Shari Hachi wondering that that's a valid Pesach? But what do you mean? Why is this any different than what we call in our Mishnah Nidrei Zerizin? To the contrary, actually what the Gemara should have said is that the neder is permitted by itself, like the halachas of the Mishnah, that you don't even have to be shoyl on it. And why is it wondering, oh, really, can you use that as a Pesach? The guy didn't mean to even make the wife forbidden. He just wanted to motivate her. So that the Ran says, actually, no, it's not comparable to the halacha of Nidrei Zerizin of our Mishnah. Because by Nidrei Zerizin, that what he's saying is not the same thing what he's thinking, which was regards to when we have the seller and the purchaser, where both of them really don't really mean that he's not going to sell it for less than a seller and that he's not going to pay more than a shekel. They really want to meet somewhere in the middle. They're just using it to motivate the other party. That's why it's permitted. But by these cases, his intention was to create a neder if she's going to violate his condition and what his opinions are, and therefore it's not called Nidrei Zerizin. But the thing is, but you could still use it as a Pesach, because had he really known and really thought about it, that she's going to do it, of course he wanted to make the neder, and that's why it's valid to make a Pesach. But again, it's not the same thing as our Mishnah, which automatically it's not a neder, because even from the inception, he never really meant to make the neder. It was just to motivate the other one, say, don't watch yourself. I'm not going down to what you're asking for the price. And he's telling him, I'm not going up to what you want, but that we're going to meet somewhere in the middle. Now, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which discussed the first of the four Nedarim that are, as our parak is called, Arba Nedarim, that are Mutarin, which you don't have to be shoyl on the Neder, which is Nidri's reason. When you're just trying to motivate somebody else, you don't really mean that as a Neder, although you're saying a Neder, halachically, it doesn't have the halacha of a Neder. So Rabbi Lezman Yaakovim, he says, "Af so too, if somebody wants to force his friend that to eat by him, so he uses the power of a neder, and that is, he tells his friend that all my assets are going to be forbidden to you. If you don't come eat with me, I really want you to come. And if not, you have nothing to do with my stuff." So Yema, what the person should say, if he really wants to get the person to come, so he's making a neder, but he doesn't really want to make everything forbidden to his friend, he's just trying to motivate him. So Yema, he should say, "Kol neder shani asad lider hu batal, any neder I'm going to make should be null and void." And the Gemara will explain this part of the Mishnah. And again, because he doesn't really want to make his friend forbidden, as long as he recalls when he makes the nether, that it shouldn't really be a nether, then it won't really be a nether, and then his friend really won't be forbidden to him if he doesn't end up eating by him. But again, he wants to make the nether so that he's going to motivate his friend. Now, the Gemara asks about this halacha le-mishnah. V'kiven de'amar kol neder shani osed lidur yehi batel. Since he's saying this, oh, any neder I'm going to say really is null and void. It doesn't have the validity of a neder. So le-shamale b'le-osed b'hadeh. How's that going to work now? The whole intention of this person who is inviting his friend is to motivate him to come. Because, watch out, you don't come for this meal, you have nothing to do with me anymore. But once his friend hears about that, the neder really is not a real neder, because you're being mevatel your neder anyway. So once he knows about it, it's not a real neder, so he's not going to come, because he's not concerned for the future, because he knows what you're making a neder is not really a neder. Now, the Ran explains that really the Gemara could have answered that the one who's making the neder did it in secret, that the one who he's trying to intimidate, to motivate to come, doesn't hear about it. But he says that anyways, the reason why the Gemara didn't give that answer is because anyway the Mishnah is difficult. Because since the Mishnah says, Af Haraitza, it sounds like it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah of Nidri Zruzin. So Nidri Zruzin, the reason why it's permitted is just because it's a motivator. And not because you made a condition to say that it shouldn't be a nether. And because if it was because of the condition that you made, and that's why really the guy will be permitted, then what's Af? It has nothing to do with the Allah of Nidri Zruzin then. Moreover, is because if we're talking about such a case, then why would the Mishnah say at the end, as long as he recalls this condition when he's making the nether? Obviously he recalls it because it's when he's making the nether that he makes the condition that my nether should not be a nether. So as it is, the Mishnah doesn't make sense, and that's why the Gemara doesn't give the answer of saying that he made it in private, that the guy doesn't hear so that it will come. So either way, the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis and says, actually, actually there are words missing in our Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah should be saying. Somebody wants his friend to eat by him. And he refuses. So he makes a neder against him. And he says, look, if you don't come, you're forbidden from all my stuff. Now, and that is what the halacha of our Mishnah is saying, is that that's the same thing as the previous Mishnah. We're just trying to motivate him. And therefore, even if he doesn't come to eat, the neder does not take effect, because his whole intention is just to motivate him. And that's why our Mishnah says af, because it's the same thing as the previous Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues with a different halacha, which is related, and that is to the same idea where the neder just won't have validity, is that let's say someone wants that none of his nedarim should have validity the whole entire year. I mean, we're saying there's four types of nedarim that never are considered neder. The first one of them that we're discussing, which was from the previous Mishnah and the first halacha in our Mishnah, which is Nidri's reason, we just tried to motivate somebody. And then the Mishnah continues with a different halacha and says, and if you want that your neder should never have validity, what you do is, Yamin Barish Hashanah B'yam, you get up in Barish Hashanah at the beginning of the year and you say, Kol neder shani osed lidar, yehi batel. Any neder that I will ultimately make this year should be null and void. Now, that is what the Mishnah says, Ubavad she yizachar b'shas neder, as long as you recall, during the year when you're making a neder, that you were mevatel it on Rosh Hashanah, so then it's not going to have validity. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, a separate halacha. And if it's not difficult about what the guy is going to hear, and he's not hearing this because this isn't, you're just making a regular neder. But he's not forbidden because of Nidri Zuzin. But again, that will motivate him because he thinks, oh my, he's making a neder, I'm forbidden, and all this stuff. Now the Gemara wonders about this interpretation, and that is, Izachar, if it's true that the person recalls when he's making the neder about his condition he made on Rosh Hashanah to say that, oh my, nedarim will not have any validity, and still he's making the neder now, well then obviously, akari l'tanai, obviously he is uprooting his original condition he made on Rosh Hashanah, and actually v'kayim l'nidri. Obviously that he's insisting and uprooting that condition that it should be a valid neder, because if not, why are you making a neder? If you're going based on your previous statement that it's not a neder, so you wouldn't go ahead and take the effort of making a neder. Obviously, actually, to the contrary, if you recalled that tonight and you're still making it, it should be a valid neder. So therefore, Amar Abaye says, actually, you're right. Today, we have to amend our Mishnah and say, Ubavacha lo yehei zachar b'shas neder. As long as you do not recall the condition when you're making the neder. And that's why it's going to be batal. Because you already made a condition of Rosh Hashanah that if you forget and you make a neder, well, your das now is already being mevatal the future nedarim. But you're right. If you recall it, when you're making the neder, then actually to the contrary, then it would be a valid neder because you're coming now lafkia to uproot that original tanai that you made in Rosh Hashanah. That's Abaye's interpretation. Rava, he says actually, La'olam kedamrina mikar. Actually, we could say, like we originally said, that, and as the Ran explains, that Rava is not arguing on the halacha of Abaya. Rava agrees to Abaya that if you do not recall your condition that you made in Rosh Hashanah, that all your nedarim should be bottled, when you're making the neder sometime during the year, that the neder is going to be bottled. It's just that he's not willing to compromise like Abaya and say that there's an error in the words of our Mishnah and to have to add on the word loy, because that obviously changes when you add a word loy. And that's why Rava says that the truth is you could have the same girsa that we have in our Mishnah. That's toma ubavad sheyehi zachar b'shas neder, as long as you recall during the neder. Why would that mean? What's sheyehi zachar? Isn't that to the contrary? Didn't we say if you recall that, then it's not going to be batel because you're insisting it should be an neder? So that Rav explains, what we're talking about in our Mishnah is as follows. As we described, that you made a condition on Rosh Hashanah. Now, when you make a condition on Rosh Hashanah, there's two dinim that could be manifest. If he doesn't remember his condition at all when he's making the neder sometime during the year, so then that's like what Abaye said, and Rav agrees to that, then the neder is batel, like your condition that you made on Rosh Hashanah. But what Rav is describing the case is, if let's say he only remembers part of his condition, but not totally, which is, for example, let's say he made a condition on Rosh Hashanah, but v'lo yoda b'mahesna. He doesn't recall what was his condition to say that his future nedarim should not be valid. In other words, for example, let's say his condition was specifically regarding certain categories, but he doesn't remember, was it regarding bread, was it regarding wine, or something like that. But he remembers that he made a condition. Now, and v'hashtek another, and now he's making a neder. So in such a case, e zocher, which again, the way the Ran interprets that Rav is saying, that not like the way we described up until now, sheyehi zocher b'shas neder, that he should remember. Here it means e zocher, the way Rav is interpreting, is that he should, if he mentions the condition and he verbalizes it with his mouth, b'shas neder, when he's making the neder, v'aman, he says, what does he say? He says, look, I don't remember what it was. Rosh Hashanah was in the right frame of mind. I made certain conditions. I don't recall what it is. But I'm saying, al das rishon ani neder. I'm only taking this vow if it fits within the framework of how I originally had taken conditions on myself on Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, what he's saying is that if I originally made a condition regarding this neder, that it should be batel, so I also want it now that it should also be batel. I just can't recall, was this what I had in mind? Now, after he makes the neder, he recalls that it was regarding this that he had made the condition, so that it should be batel. So then, nidre lesa b'ma mashasha. So then his neder has no substance to it, it has no validity, because he said that the condition that I made, let's say it was regarding wine. He said, you know, he could get caught up with it on Rosh Hashanah. He said, all my nedarim regarding wine are not going to, they're going to be batel. And then during the year, he gets up and he makes a neder, and he remembers, I made a condition that certain nedarim should not be valid. I just don't remember what it is, but it should be with that in mind, that if it, this is that neder that should be batel, it's going to be batel. And he gets up, he makes a neder, and it's regarding wine. And afterwards, he remembers, oh, that was exactly what I had made in Rosh Hashanah, that should not be valid. So therefore, it has no substance, because he was working within that framework. Now, if lo yomar al das rishon ani neder, if he doesn't say, when he's making the neder now, that it should be based on how I had originally made conditions regarding my nedarim, Rosh Hashanah, then akri l'tanai v'kaim l'nedri. Then if he doesn't verbalize that, then he has uprooted the tanai of Rosh Hashanah, and actually the neder that he makes now, even though on Rosh Hashanah he made a tanai that it shouldn't be valid, will have validity. And the reason is because since he recalls the condition when he's making the neder, he just doesn't recall exactly what the condition was. If his intention was that original condition should still be maintained, then he shouldn't have just made a neder without mentioning at all that tanai. Because he should have mentioned the tanai and said that I wanted to work within that framework. Obviously from the fact that he omits that condition, is that he wants to override that condition. And therefore, it's going to have validity. And that's, again, as the Ran explains, because the way Rav is interpreting Bovache Zachar means to say that it should be Zachar Befiv. He should verbalize and say, look, I remember there was some type of a condition, but I don't remember what it is, but I want it to be based on that. If you say that, then the tanai is going to be batel. But if you remember there's a condition and you don't verbalize it, obviously you're disregarding that condition, And that's why it's going to be valid. Again, Rava agrees to Abaye, if you don't remember anything of the condition, and you make a neder, and it's not like you had made from Rosh Hashanah, that condition, Rosh Hashanah, will be mevatel the neder. But if you remember the condition, you just don't remember specifics, and you still don't mention it, then it is going to be a neder. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, if you remember it, then as long as you have to at least verbalize it and say you want the neder to be within that framework, and then if the condition was against exactly the neder that you're making, then it's going to be, only then it's going to be null and void. Now regarding this halacha, of that our Mishnah is telling us that you could get up in the beginning of the year and just nullify all future nedarim, so Rav Huna bar Chinna sava l'midrash shebepirka, he thought to get up and lecture this for the populace and tell them this drasha of our Mishnah, that whoever doesn't want his nedarim to have validity because there's so many consequences from that, he should say this nusach on Rosh Hashanah. So Amalei Rava said to him, he says, look, Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, komistim lo stumi, was very vague and ambiguous regarding this halacha. As we only understood it from a chesur and mechsur, we said this word's missing here. Why is it said in this challenging understanding? We thought it was one halacha. We said it's really two halachas. And why did the Tanya of the Mishnah do that? Because he doesn't want that people should be lax in their attitudes regarding the Dharma. Because people are going to think, oh, you make a ned, it's not a big deal. Oh, on Rosh Hashanah, you said that text. And people are going to be lax regarding the halachas. So therefore, we didn't want this halacha to be known. Although that's an option. The Adar Shtalei B'Pirka, and you're getting up and you're lecturing it for everybody about this, it's going to cause such a laxity in the Dharma, it's not an appropriate thing to expound upon for everybody. Now the Ran tells us that this study says that some congregations, some communities have in their shuls that they say on the Yom Ne'ram Kol Nidre, the SRA, their intention is for this Gemara, which is that they want to nullify the feature in the Dharma they're going to make during the year. He says the only thing is, but that the wording that they have is mistaken, because the understanding of the wording that they have, it sounds like that it's going on the past Nadarm from the previous year that they made, and he says that this halacha only has relevance regarding future Nadarm. So therefore he says actually that Rabbeinu Tam actually fixed the wording that it should sound like it's going on the future tense, which is called Nidre Ve'asari Dir Sarnab D'Charam Ne'ez Kamatz, which sounds like that's going on the future tense, which again is based on our Gemara. However, the Ran says it's not fitting to have the text of Kol Nidre, because as our Gemara says, we don't want people to be lax in their attitude regarding the Dharm. As we said, that's why the Tana of Mishnah was Mistum Stumila. It didn't say it out loud, meaning in a clear way, so that people shouldn't go ahead and see such a text. Now, however, Taisus tells us that actually our Gemara is only, that he was commenting to him, Rava, that he shouldn't do this. It's only because he was lecturing for the populace that were ignorant, and who those are the ones that come to the lecture. Moreover, is that their lecture was in their language that they understood, and therefore he says that you shouldn't be explicitly telling something like as if that you're in the Dharma of the coming year is not going to have any relevance. But first of all, our Kol Nidre is in Aramaic, which most of the people actually do not understand what they're saying. And moreover, the text of Kol Nidre is not saying that it's permitted, and therefore Taisa says it's not a problem, and that's actually the minig that people say Kol Nidre Yom Niram in Shul.